This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So the Washington Capitals regular season begins in 2 days. Saturday, they drop the puck at Capital One Arena against the New Jersey Devils. We're happy to be joined on the BetQL guest hotline by Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals. He's going to be our regular guest throughout the season. Nick, good morning. How are you? Thanks for joining us, man.
Yeah. What's up, boys? How are we doing?
We're doing well. So the first order of business for a regular guest, and I'm not trying to put you on the spot. You can think about this for a week. You can let it marinate. You're going to have you're gonna have to pick some walk-up music.
Yep.
So
Man.
Whoever you like, a band that you're into, whatever it is, think about it. You know, let it sink in.
Are you a concert goer? What's the last concert you went to?
I mean, I would say that with the addition of our two kids, we go to fewer concerts,
right.
But I do love concerts. We saw John Party this summer outdoors, which was killer. That was awesome. But yeah, I love some live music, no question. So walk up songs are kind of right in my wheelhouse. So
okay.
I'll have to think about that.
All right, you think about that.
Who is John Party?
Is he country?
Who is it?
Is he country?
Yeah, I don't know him.
Yeah, he's country. Yeah. If you're not a country guy, I guess that, you know,
we can pick John Party if you want.
No. I feel like that I'm more of an old school guy. Like my song at Cap One is "You Can Call Me Al" by Paul Simon. So I'm kind of
more. That's a classic.
Oh,
I do
okay.
like that.
All right.
Very good.
Yeah.
So get us caught up on your off season before we talk about all the new faces that are here with the Caps. You mentioned you have two young kids. Were there any exotic trips during the off season with the family, or if it's two young kids, probably not leaning towards the exotic? I would
guess. Exotic meaning like, you know, going down slides and, you know, doing stuff like that.
Right.
That's kind of what you tend to do when you go on vacation with kids. But, yeah, we actually had a big summer. Probably traveled more this year than we ever had. We went to Florida right after the season ended last year with some friends from here in Arlington. We went down there, which was great. And then we went to we summer in Minnesota, so –
Nice. You must have a lake house, right?
I wish I did. No, we have a house. I always tell people we have a house near a lake.
Okay.
So,
okay.
Yeah, you know, so we went up north to the lake a couple times, you know, one of the 10,000 that are there.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also went to Montana in August, which was awesome. But that one was a family trip. So we had eight adults and like, I think, maybe 16, no, eight adults and nine kids under 9 years old.
Oh, so
wow.
do you rent like a big Airbnb, like big ranch house? Like how does that work getting all those people or are you spread out?
Yeah, no, we kept it all together. We were all under one roof.
Mm.
You know, had at one point I think we had, you know, there was 12 people with, you know, like two adults, three adults and all the kids in the hot tub at the same time. It was an awesome trip. It was all family and we had a great time. Alpine slide. So that's the type of exotic stuff
nice.
We did in Montana, a little
excellent.
Alpine sliding.
Yeah. How long does it take for you to kind of shake off the sour taste in your mouth from the playoffs?
Yeah, this year was a little tough. I mean, it does, you know, do you guys have kids?
Sure.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so you guys would attest to it, right? You have a bad day and you get home and there's really no time to sour on your day because your kids are, depending on their age, right? They're like right in your area and you know, they don't care how bad your day was. They just want to be with dad or mom. So I think that helps quite a bit because you can kind of lean into them, which is really beneficial. I found at least having kids is that kind of gives you other things to focus on and you kind of realize that, you know, it's the hockey's not the end all be all of your life. But this year was just tough because I felt like emotionally, we put so much into the regular season. I mean, we played 22 games in 39 days to finish the season, which is insane. And then every single game from like game 50 was like a Stanley Cup playoff game for us, because it was like, oh, you win one, you're in playoffs. You lose one, you're 4 points out of playoffs. Mm-hmm. And so finally, I mean, you know, the way we did it was emotional too, right? Like we go into Philly on a back-to-back, they pull the goalie, Osh scores. You know, it's like the whole thing was like so exhausting. And then we finally get into playoffs, and then, you know, we get swept, and you're kind of like, wow, like all this work was great that we made it into playoffs. But, you know, to get swept is that's the first time that I've ever been swept in my life. You know, and I've been on the other end of it. And that's, you know, obviously great, but yeah, it was tough. I'd say once I got down to Florida a couple weeks after, I think I was doing much better. But yeah, I think when I was, you know, around Arlington and didn't have much to do, it was strange not to be going into the rink.
So. We're joined by Nick Dowd from the Washington Capitals. They start their season Saturday night with the Devils in town at Capital One Arena. All right, so I have some housekeeping I need to take care of, because we've got a lot of new faces here mm-hmm. with the Capitals. So I need to know the new guy nicknames, and I need to lean on you for this intel, okay, Nick? So I'll just go rapid fire. You just give me these guys' nicknames.
I bet we can guess some of them.
We might
by
be
the way,
able
does
to.
Nick go by Nicky or Doubter?
I think Doubter, right?
Yeah, I mean, I actually go by Judy, but
Judy.
Yeah, I know there's a story behind that, but Doubter works for all the new guys. Doubter okay. works, but some of the old guys that I've been around, Judy is the other nickname. But
okay.
Is that a middle name deal, or where do you get that from?
Yeah, we need an origin story now.
Yeah, it was my grandma. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, no, Judy was given, Ovi gave me Judy about like 6-7 years ago now. We were playing soccer, and I thought O was getting a little liberal in his rule following.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, and then I called him out on it, and
Judge
and then
Judy.
He, you know, yeah, exactly. He goes, what do you judge Judy?
And there then, you go. All right.
And then Braden Holtby got a hold of it. Tom Wilson got a hold of it, and it kind of snowballed. So.
Okay. All right. So it stuck. Okay. Got it. All right. Pierre-Luc Dubois.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah, it says Doobie. Call him Doobie.
All right, so Doobie. I'm writing these down. Right. Doobie. Andrew Mangiapane. That's a mouthful.
Yeah, yeah. He's got a lot. His is interesting. So I've heard him go by, you know, he can go by Mange.
Okay.
He can go by Mango.
Okay, that makes sense.
He can go by, my favorite, which I stick with, is Magic, which I think is a cool one.
That's a good one.
Let's see. Sometimes I call him Killer because the guy likes to get into it a little bit out there.
Okay.
Yeah, that's it for him. I think I'll pay attention though. There might be a couple more.
Okay. Brandon Duhame.
He's Dewey.
Okay.
So you got to watch those, Dewey and Doobie.
All right.
Yeah. Is he going to be on your line?
I hope so. The guy's an animal, so that'd be great. Okay. But as of now, we're together. So.
Okay. Taylor Radish.
Ratty.
Ratty, okay. Should have known that one. Jacob Chychrun.
Chick.
Chick.
Oh, Chick.
Yep.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I like to call him Chick Daddy sometimes because the guy's a beast.
Chick Daddy. Right.
By the way, I saw an article about Chick, about his diet. It's like all organic. Guy eats super clean. But this is where he lost me, Judy. This is where he lost me. He eats.
I'm listening.
He eats raw livers and hearts.
Mm.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I just can't. I can't sign up for
that.
Yeah,
so it's like a cannibal.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's where you think he gets his special powers from.
Yeah, I guess so.
What is Verana, by the way? What's his nickname?
V.
He's just
Verana's
V.
V. All right. So Verana V. All right. I've got two more. Matt Roy, Matty.
Roy. Yeah. Roy-Z.
Roy-Z. All right. And Logan Thompson, the new goalie.
Yeah, so he's either, I call him Tommer, but then a lot of guys call him LT.
LT or Tommer. Okay, we're good.
Is there anybody that goes by their actual name?
No.
I heard someone call someone by their first name the other day, and I was kind of like, who is that?
It's bizarre, right?
Yeah,
by the way, you mentioned Vrana. What's it like having him back? Is it just like old friends? Like literally you just pick up right where you left off?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, you basically, like, it's almost like he never left. Like, I know six, you know, 4, 5, 6 years, whatever it is, has gone by, and he's played for two different organizations or whatever. And but yeah, it's just like you see him walking around the hall, and it's like, oh, what's up, man? What's up, V? And it's like, it's like you're right back to where he left off.
Is it weird for you, by the way, that you and Ovi are like the elder statesmen in the forward room? Like the younger guy's gonna be coming to you for advice. Like,
yeah, no, that is something different for sure. I don't, you know, age is just a number, you know. I don't like to talk about it too much, but I don't feel my age mentally, and you know, I feel this year I've actually felt really good about where I, you know, where my body is and stuff, and how I feel coming into camp. But yeah, it's definitely interesting. You know, being, you know, I think I was when Crystal was still up, Andrew Crystal, when he was still up, I was going through it, and I was 15 years old when he was born. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, that's just nuts, right? But
yeah, that's pretty crazy. Hey, before we let you go, I wanted to ask you, is it better or worse for you and your teammates to face the Devils, who already are going to have 3 games under their belt, yep, and you guys are just getting started on Saturday? What's that like? Has Carbs talked to you about that?
Yeah, Devils play tonight.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, I think, quite honestly, I think you look at it in either way. I think we're going to take a positive out of it. The Devils, if they're asked the same question, they're going to take a positive out of it. You know, their response is probably going to be like, oh, well, they haven't played yet. Like, you know, we have 3 games, 4 games under our belt. Like, we're, you know, we've made adjustments, you know, guys are starting to play better, whatever. But then, you know, we're going to say, well, we're well rested, right? Yeah. Like we've been dialed in. We've had an opportunity to go over some film, and, you know, we get to watch film on New Jersey. They don't get to really watch film on us. You know, we get to see their power play, their penalty kill, things like that. So in either way, I'd say either organization is going to look at it as an advantage. I think that's probably the only way to do it. But, we've had some good practices this week. We had yesterday off, and, you know, we'll get right back to it. So guys are hungry for sure.
Well, Nick, we're looking forward to game one. Best of luck against the Devils. We'll talk to you again next week. We're looking forward to having you on throughout the season. And remember your homework. Come up with your walk-up song, and we'll do that next week.
All right. I like that. Thanks, fellas. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man.
Thank you,
buddy. That's Nick Dowd from your Washington Capitals.
He was awesome.
A.K.A. Mm-hmm. Judy. Did not know that was his backstory nickname.
He's good.
Judy.
Yeah. Judge Judy. Judge Judy got called out.
Yeah, that's right.
Because he said Ovi was taking some liberal, like...
Ovi thought that Nick was being, like... I guess loose and fast with some of the rules for pregame soccer.
No, Judy thought that about.
Oh,
about
Nick Ovi. Thought that about Ovi.
Yes.
So Ovi's like, yes. Okay, you're Judge Judy all of a sudden.
By the way, we kind of tease the hockey players that none of them go by their real names.
Yeah.
But on this show, it's Bishcakes, EB, and JP.
I know, it's
Valdez and Drab back there. Mm-hmm. I mean, nobody's really going by Eric, John, right. Jason, or John Paul.
Yeah.
Correct.
It's true.
I think it's better that way. Nicknames are better.
I mean, I heard Mike
add
Maher
more to your personality.
The other day,
hockey, yes.
The other day, we certainly had a client come in, mm-hmm, and Mike Maher introduced himself as Michael. I said, "Oh, that kind of threw me off." And he said,
"Very formal."
Yeah, he's like, I guess he felt silly calling himself Mike, which is pretty normal. But he said Michael to the client.
Yeah, really? When I meet people for the first time, I always say Michael, and then you know, it just becomes Mike over time.
Does anybody
Michael
call you Mike. Mikey?
No. I mean, I've had like a little bit in college a couple times, but that doesn't really stick. I don't really.
You're not feeling
I don't
that.
Jive with that.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Mikey was my pickleball partner last night. We got pwned last night.
Oh, really? Yeah. Who was the opponent?
We played 9 or 10 games. I think 9 matches. Short. Mm-hmm. Like 8.
9 sets or whatever?
Yeah. 2-7.
Mm.
Took it on the chin last night.
We were playing
up at Norbeck. We just had like 20 guys for a round robin tournament.
Wow.
Wasn't a great night.
Were they guys that you knew and familiar with?
A lot of guys
that
I knew, yeah. Yeah. Mm. Not a good night.
Was it you mostly? Were you the...
I think it was just a team effort.
Did you find yourself stepping into the kitchen again, which you said you were embarrassed by?
I didn't fault into the kitchen once. I'm telling you, I was on the biggest stage I've ever been on, and I gagged like a dog. Is what I did. I was fine in front of people I knew. What are you going to do?
It was bigger than our tournament. Come on.
What you going to do?
Slightly bigger. Slightly bigger than that. So, yeah, last night, not great.
All right.
Not great. All right.
You go buy some pickleball training aids on Temu.
Man, I could certainly do that.
What would a pickleball training aid be?
I don't know.
I'm sure there's something.
There's an old man who does a TikTok or whatever, a reel. and he has these like five strings with pickup. Have you seen it before with the pickup balls? And he just boom, 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 boom. And he's just
going for hand eye.
He's doing all five on the string.
Maybe I'll do that.
And he's talking and sticking. It looks butt hard.
Maybe I'll do that then.
Yeah.
All right, when we come back, we'll do EB's entertainment page next here on The Fan.